Welcome back to the How Can I Show with me as your host, Harpreet. As you know, this is the show where we talk about all things life and career and always following our path with purpose. I'm here to motivate and inspire you to follow the path of happy, joyful lives and be proud of your experiences along the way. So, today I have an interesting topic to share with you. One I've been thinking about, one I talk about quite a lot in many other ways, but I thought this would be a really good place to come and talk about this. And it's really talking about going from overwhelmed to feeling more in control. So if you know my journey, I went through burnout just over a year ago and just couldn't handle many things. And, you know, a lot of it was really because of this. Because I was completely overwhelmed and I just felt so out of control in my life. From the outside looking in, everything looked really fine and dandy and perfect, but the reality of it was it wasn't, and I was unraveling at a pretty fast rate. So, you know, now obviously it's over a year ago and I've had to go through such a personal journey to really figure out, you know, what I was doing and how I was going to do it. And being a coach anyway, you know, I've had tools. And what I really wanted to do now is, you know, as you know, with the show, is I want to teach you things that you can do in your life if you're feeling anything like this, or, you know, going through anything like this. And yeah, so, you know, I just want to share this one with you. So if you're feeling in that stage, you don't have to be at burnout. You might just be feeling like, I'm so overwhelmed. And the reason why, you know, this is an important topic is, like I said, it doesn't have to be that you're at this burnout stage, but you could be starting that burnout stage, or you could be somewhere in the middle. But the truth of it is that when we are overwhelmed, we kind of feel like, you know, many of us feel paralyzed because we're facing like a mountain of tasks, because we lack a clear strategy for dealing with our tasks. And that's why this episode really is here to provide you with actionable steps to not only organize and tackle your responsibilities, but also to maintain your mental well-being in the process. Because I am all about mental health and well-being. Okay, I always used to believe, not always, well, I used to believe that working hard, playing hard was actually a good thing. And like I said, that mindset took me to a road which I never want to go down again. So, you know, if you are feeling so many things and you're going through so many things, or you've got loads of tasks going on, and you're just thinking, well, you know what, I don't know how I'm going to deal with it. Or you try and deal with things, and then, you know, you might come to the end of your day and you feel like, well, I don't really know what I got done today. And instead of feeling like really good about some things you have got done, there's that feeling of, well, I don't know what I got done. I don't know how, you know, what's happened. And all I know is that tomorrow when I get up, I've still got a mountain of tasks to get through. And, you know, that feeling in its own way eventually can lead to a place of a lack of fulfillment in life. And if you're feeling like that, you know, there are ways around it. So let's dive into some tips today and let's see how many of these can help you. But look, if you try these and you put them into your daily life, which is one of the things that, you know, I really want you to do with these shows that I'm, you know, running for you, because these tips are really here to provide you with personal growth and get you to the place that you want to be in life, which is successful in whichever, you know, whichever way that is for you, and feel happy, feel joyful, and really live your best life. So let's start. So first things first, if you're feeling overwhelmed, the first thing you need to do is take a step back and look at where you are and break it down. So list all of your tasks and your responsibilities, and then break them down into smaller, more manageable parts. So if you're saying, well, okay, Harpreet, how do I do this? And, you know, this might, so for some of you, this may be really obvious. And for some, it might be like, well, okay. You know, you might start doing this task and start writing down everything that you have to do and look at it and just get overwhelmed. Right. So I don't want you to do that. I want you to look at your tasks, write them down. And like we say, responsibilities as well. And then just start filtering through, like, what's the most important here? What must be done now? What can be done maybe, you know, tomorrow or next week? And what can actually, what do you need to get rid of? Like some tasks you think about and you think I've got to get them done, they may just have to be pushed out and put into your diary somewhere. Or some of them you may look at once on a piece of paper and think, do you know what? That's not that important. It might be a nice to have, but it's not a must have. Because sometimes we do get stuck with the thought of everything is a must have, like we have to do this. And the truth is we don't. If we want to live successful lives, not everything must be done today. Some things have to be pushed out because, you know, if you're not at the top of your game mentally and physically, how far do you think you can go on that road of pushing yourself, right? So my advice here would be that you just really look at what you need to do and break it down and put it into chunks of where it needs to go. Right. And you can do that with like what has to be done urgently, what can wait maybe a week, 2 weeks or a month, you know, that has to be done the next month. And what can wait even up 3 months or 6 months? And then you just plan it in your diary. So when that task comes up, you've done it and you deal with the really urgent ones first. Now, why does this help you? Because it reduces the feeling of overwhelm by making large projects feel less daunting and more approachable. And it provides a clear starting point and makes progress more tangible. Now, one of the things I have to add here is the ideas and the tips that I give you, they can be used in your personal life and they can be used in your professional life, right? A lot of them can be. So think about them. You know, if you're here listening and you think, well, actually, you know, I'm just really busy at work and I don't know how I'm going to get through my tasks at work. Or, you know, it's your personal life or it's both. You can even break it down into two separate pieces and then bring them into one. Yeah. Or you can have it like one task list, for, like I said, for your personal life, one for your professional, and then just see how you want to bring it in and make it manageable for you. So the next tip here is to prioritize ruthlessly. If you are overwhelmed, you will need to prioritize stuff. So like I was saying with the first one of breaking it down, here you will evaluate your tasks based on their urgency and importance and focus on what needs immediate attention and what can drive significant benefits to you. Because prioritization helps manage your mental resources better by focusing on what truly matters, and it reduces anxiety about the less critical tasks. So like I said, with the first one that I gave you, break it down. I've already gone through this, but you must prioritize. And, you know, if you're overwhelmed and you're just thinking, God, I don't even know where to start, then you must start with these two points. You must start with, you just need to take a step back. Find 5 minutes in your day. Find 10 minutes. If you can't do it in one go, if it takes you a week to do it in a week. Take 10, 15 minutes out every single day and just write down everything. Just take note for now. Because once you start taking note, it's so much easier to really start figuring out what you're trying to get done and what you're trying to achieve. Because I always say this, if you know what your purpose is, if you know what your passion is, and you know where you're trying to get to, when you start prioritizing and looking at the things that you need to do, it's going to start making life so much easier because every day you'll know and you can wake up with that vigor and that bounce in your step because you're like, you know what? I'm following my purpose. I'm following my path. And if there's things that you don't enjoy doing, even when you fit them in, you shouldn't feel so bad because you think, okay, well, I'm still focusing on where I want to go. And there's other things that have to be done. I have to look at the bills. I have to look at the paperwork. But me looking at that is still helping me in my overall journey and where I'm trying to get to. So these two steps are really, really important. The third one is establishing set times for checking things like your emails and your messages. So rather than responding to your phone when it pings, you might put your phone aside for an hour a day or 30 minutes a day, and you prioritize your time to do whatever you've planned to do in that. And again, it's important because this prevents constant interruptions and helps maintain focus on prioritizing your tasks, so it reduces the sense of being pulled in multiple directions. If you're at work, if you're constantly being pulled into calls or constantly being pulled into meetings, can you put yourself on Do Not Disturb for 30 minutes or an hour and say, look, I need this time to prioritize on some of the work that I need to do? In your personal life, is it the same? Is your WhatsApp consistently going off, or your Facebook's pinging, or your Instagram's pinging? And you make it our priority. For us, there's an example of when, you know, we used to sit at the dinner table, for example, and all our phones are around us. And, you know, we started going through, if your phone rings whilst we're having dinner, someone would run off to answer it. And we've now started to make it a priority, well, for a while now, that there's no gadgets on the table. And if the phone rings, it rings. We will eat our dinner in peace and we will be a family together. And then we will go back to our distractions. If it's urgent, someone will probably call you back. So if your phone keeps ringing beyond that first ring, maybe it's urgent, fine. You might need to pick it up. But whilst you're having time, let's say with your family, then that has to be focused time. That's part of your priority. It's the same with if you're doing any admin tasks, or if you're doing any work around your house, or if you're studying. You can't study if your phone keeps pinging, right? You can't focus because it's like, okay, what did this person say? What did that person say? If you've got to speak to your boss about this, maybe this is one. If you feel like you're constantly being overwhelmed with tasks, is it time to have that conversation and say, look, I need to take some time out for admin? Or I just take some time out to do something, whatever it is. And I'm not getting this work done because I'm constantly being pulled into things. So just look at your situation. Once you do the breaking it down task, you'll start realizing where you're being pulled in. And then you can start looking at how you're going to prioritize yourself and your time. And then how to start establishing set times to do certain things in your day. You can have like an 80-20 rule, where 80% of the time you stick to the times that you establish. Because, you know, distractions happen. You're never going to get this 100% of the time that you do it perfectly. A lot of people do probably do it 90-95%, but being 100% on your tasks, you know, doesn't always happen, because what if you get an Amazon delivery, for example, and you're at home and you're in the middle of something, you got to go and you've got to answer that door. So it just, you know, be realistic with it. Like, don't make it so rigid that you're like, oh God, this is so boring and my life is just not joyful. But do it in the sense that you're seeing your goals. Because if you know your goals and you're working towards them, getting things done just feels so much more better. Even the mundane stuff. Because you're like, you know, I'm doing it and I'm feeling good. Because I'm going somewhere with this. It's always a foot or a step in the right direction, shall I say. And the next one for you is using the 2-minute rule. This one is so simple. If a task can be done in 2 minutes or less, you do it immediately. Because this quick action strategy keeps small tasks from piling up and adding to your mental clutter, which can contribute significantly to feelings of overwhelm. So be honest with yourself. How many of you may have a task to do? Might be something really little, like tidying up or moving something from one place to another. I have a family with young kids and things get left everywhere, right? So one of the things that really bothers me is like seeing maybe a cup that's left somewhere overnight. And, you know, I'm going to be honest, there was times that it happens. Sometimes, I suppose, you know, if I'm really honest, it probably still does happen, but a lot less, where I'm too tired and I just can't be bothered to move something or do something. And this is just a little example. I mean, this could be at work for you, like I said, it just could be anywhere, but I'm just giving you an example about a cup of water. And when I started establishing, like, even doing some of this 2-minute work, it becomes so much easier because you see something, think, okay, that's not even going to take me 30 seconds. I'm just going to go and put it in the sink. Something so simple, it's done. Don't even have to think about it. Because sometimes what we do is even something so little, we'll just be like, oh, shall I do it? I'll do it later. I'll get to it. Let me just sit down for 5 minutes. Let me do this. Let me do that. We just talk ourselves out of the little things that we can do. But they're so little that they'll bother you enough if they build up. But if you just do them, they're done and they're out of your way. So your, you know, mental clutter on this is done and it's out of the way. This is just an example, like I said, at home. At work, it could be a simple replying to an email. You may think, okay, I'm going to get to it. Or you missed something, or there's something you had to book, and you don't do it. You think, oh, I'm going to do it. And for whatever reason, you're just not doing it. So moving forward, if you look at it and think, is this going to take me 2 minutes or less? Then just do it there and then. I've seen how it can make such a big difference. And, you know, if we're all just doing that little bit of work every day, because the reality is we can't get rid of tasks. We can't get rid of jobs. We can't get rid of things. You know, they all are going to be a part of our life. And, you know, to some degree, I know it sounds a bit harsh what I'm about to say, but the sooner we accept that, the sooner we are like, okay, I've got to get things done, I'll just get them done. And if it's just as simple as moving something or doing something or sending an email or responding to someone or sending a quick text, if it has to be done, then you do it. Now, I know there's the question of, well, Harpreet, what if I've got loads of 2-minute tasks in the day? If I keep doing that, they're just going to add up. So here, I'm just going to say to you, look, you know, maybe you say, okay, I'm going to do 2 2-minute tasks every hour, or I'm going to do 5, you know, in 5 hours. It doesn't really matter. You know, just do it to what feels good for you. I'm not saying you have to get everything done within 2 minutes, because then, yes, I get it, it'll become overwhelming again. So just look at your tasks in your day, and as you're walking around or doing something, can something be done? Or if you're about to log off, or when you log on in the morning before you go and get that cup of tea, can you just quickly do something for 2 minutes and it's done and out of the way? Because how good would that feel that it's done? So that's all you just got to think about. You know, just it doesn't have to always be planned, but it can be something that you just notice and say, okay, I can do this now. And you decide how much of that you can do in your day where it feels good and you feel like you've ticked off a box. I'm telling you, this one can really make a difference. And it's really good. So the last one here is scheduling regular breaks. And all you do is here, you integrate short, regular breaks into your workday to rest your brain and reduce stress. Why does it help? Because regular breaks increase overall productivity and mental clarity, preventing burnout and keeping you mentally refreshed. The truth of it is, we can't keep going, right? You can't just keep going and going and going. We are like batteries, right? We need to recharge ourselves. So if you get up in the day and you're like, well, you know, today I'm going to do, like, I don't know, 20 things, and I'm going to keep going and keep going, and then by the time the evening comes, you're just so exhausted and you can't even think. Or you're starting to make little mistakes in the day, or you're starting to forget things, even little things. That's a sign that it's time to slow down a little bit. Again, I'll give you a personal example. I went through a stage where I was forgetting things. And I was like, is something wrong with me? Something wrong with my health? What's going on with me? I'm just forgetting things. Like, someone said something to me And this is obviously in the peak of my burnout stage, but someone said something to me and, you know, I would, and 2 minutes later or an hour later, if they've asked me, you know, do you remember I said that? I'd be like, no, did you even speak to me? Because I was so overwhelmed. I had so many tasks to do and I was going from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next. There was just no time to think. So I wasn't absorbing information and I wasn't absorbing conversations or things I had to do because it was all in my head. I was trying to keep it all together. But when I started taking breaks, I started noticing there was an improvement in my memory. So, you know, if you're starting to notice these little signs of, you know, I'm forgetting things, or I didn't remember that. Gosh, why didn't I remember that? Or what? When is that thing again? When did I write it down? Where did I put it? Who am I supposed to be responding to? You know, all those kind of things. If that's starting to kick in for you, or you're just not doing things on time and you're feeling too exhausted, a simple task that used to feel easy to do now feels like, oh, this is a drag. I don't want to do it. I can't be bothered, but it's important. It's probably because you're not taking the breaks that you need. And, you know, yes, you might be in a stage where you can't take really long breaks. So this is where the short breaks kick in. And in those breaks, you can go for a walk. You can do a meditation. You know, you can do a 5-minute meditation. You can feel so refreshed by the end of it and ready to go. You might, you know, give yourself a little head massage or massage your hands or go and take, you know, go and eat something or go and have a cup of tea or a glass of water, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. Or you just might just want to sit down, do nothing for 5 minutes. That's okay too. But just schedule these short breaks into your working day or your day. I say working day, you know, you might not be working. It's fine. But just into your day. And you'll start noticing that you're feeling better and you're just remembering to do things. So when you go back to that task or that, you know, activity that you're doing, you might feel a little bit more refreshed and be able to even do it a bit faster because you're coming back with clarity. You might be at work and your emails, you know, that you're sending are just not like they used to be. This way you take a break, you come back, you might even have a think about, well, what shall I say here? You know, it just depends, again, where you are, but these things really can help. So, you know, I just want you to remember that if you feel like you're constantly battling against the tide, it's really about finding your footing and learning to navigate through the daily challenges with ease and confidence. Because this is so important. How are you going to live out your life's purpose? How are you going to follow your passions if you can't even take out some time for yourself to reflect on where you are in your life and where you want to go? So I really hope that you do try and use these tips because I know that they can really change your life. And again, as always, you can reach out to me at hello@openyourreach.com with, you know, any updates or how this has helped you or any questions. We're always, you know, listening in and hearing what you want to hear and what you want to learn about and what helps you. And it's really nice to actually see the tips that are helping you. So by all means, please reach out if you want to. And let me know, you know, always let me know. I love hearing about how, like I said, these tips has helped you. So with that being said, like I said, I really hope you have a great week ahead. I hope this has been a really good episode for you. And I look forward to sharing some more moving forward. And just to add here, in the next week or two, I'm going to start having some guests on as well. So I'll be sharing more about that as well, but we're bringing on some amazing guests who are sharing about their life. Some of them are entrepreneurs, their businesses, what, you know, got them to do it. So if any of you are really interested in hearing about other people's or business, you know, their lives and how they've done what they've done. And, you know, you are maybe an entrepreneur or you're looking to become one, you know, these are people who will really start giving you some guidance. And, you know, you don't have to be an entrepreneur. These are just people who give you guidance even on how to push forward with your career and just their thought patterns and how things can really, you know, help you if you think a certain way or do a certain way. And there's like so many golden nuggets that come out of these interviews. So I'm going to start bringing them out very, very soon. So keep an eye out for them as well. And like I said, with that being said, I wish you all the best. I hope you have an amazing week ahead, and I will catch you in the next episode. Bye.